Nova Show with Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Joe Kearns, Ruth Parrott, George Neese, the sportsman, Charles Dant and his orchestra, and starring Judy Canova.
I'm dancing with my honey. My honey's close to me. And I haven't got a worry in the world. I'm happy as a bluebird. How happy can you be?
I haven't got a worry in the world.
I'm floating and flying above the cares of day.
My honey's arms are sighing.
Enjoy us while you may. I'm dreamy as a lovebird. How dreamy can you be?
My heart is in a flurry. My pulse is in a hurry.
But I haven't got a worry.
I haven't got a worry in the world. I'm fluffing and flying above the cares of the day.
My honey's arms are sighing.
Enjoy us while you may.
How dreamy can you be?
My heart is in a flurry.
My pulse is in a hurry.
But I haven't got a worry. I haven't got a worry in the world. Well,
for many months now, Judy and handsome Benchley Botsford have been seeing quite a lot of each other. Judy hopes that someday it may even lead to marriage. Oh, but wait. Let's look in on Benchley's father and mother and see what they think about it.
Reginald, I'm worried about Benchley seeing that Canova girl. What if it leads to marriage? We'll be losing our son.
Oh, Benchley does marry Judy. Don't think you're losing a son. Think instead that you're getting a daughter.
I'd prefer to think I was losing a son.
Well, that's one side of the story. Now, let's look at the other side and see what Judy has to say. Last night, Judy had a very vivid dream in which she married Benchley. Aunt Aggie is asking her all about it.
Tell me more about your dream, Judy.
Oh, it was wonderful, Aunt Aggie. Just like Sadie Hawkins' day. I puckered up and eventually kissed me. Then he asked me to marry him, so I puckered up and he kissed me again.
How thrilling, Judy.
Yeah. After the ceremony, I puckered up and he kissed me again. Then we got in his car to drive away on our honeymoon and eventually asked me for another kiss.
Did you pucker up again?
No, Aunt Aggie, I was all puckered out.
Oh, Judy, I do hope your dream of marrying Benchley comes true. I can just see you walking down the aisle. It's a typical California wedding. Orange blossoms in your hair, orange blossoms in your bouquet, and orange blossoms on your veil.
Yeah, and all my bridesmaids carrying smudge pots.
You know, Judy. Judy, Dr. Kearns, the psychiatrist, says dreams are significant. Everything in your dream may come true.
Golly, I hope not.
Why, Judy?
Well, I dreamed we spent our honeymoon at Twin Falls, and later I had twins. The next year we went to Three Rivers, and I had triplets.
Triplets? That's wonderful. Why do you hope your dream doesn't come true?
Well, sir, just before I woke up, Benchley was planning to take me to the Thousand Islands.
Judy, that dream may mean something.
Yes, sir, I know it.
Yes, I'll make an appointment with Dr. Kearns, the psychiatrist, and have him analyze it.
Okay, maybe he can tell me if it means marriage. See, I'd hate to wind up an old maid.
Wind up an old maid?
Yeah, Aunt Aggie, I'm tired of winding up. I want to start pitching.
Oh, Judy, if you do become engaged, we'll announce it at a great big soiree.
A great big soiree?
So about talking about me.
Oh, hello, Geranium.
Hello, Miss Judy. Say, Miss Judy, speaking of pitching, and when it comes to men, I'm just like a baseball game.
Like a baseball game?
Yeah. I don't let them throw any fast ones until I see the diamond.
You know, Geranium, last night I dreamed I was Benchley's bride and he carried me across the threshold. It's an old custom.
Yeah? Well, me and my boyfriend Palmer will never be bothered by that custom.
Why not?
Honey, I ain't custom built.
I guess you're right. It'd be easier to carry the threshold across the bride. But Pomeroy sure likes you, doesn't he, Geranium?
Oh, he sure does, honey. He says I'm just a palpitating package of feminine pulchritude.
And you're Pomeroy's only girl, aren't you?
Yeah, Miss Judy. In that respect, Pomeroy's just like radar.
Like radar?
Yeah. He can pick up most anything, but when he gets something solid, he stays with it.
Well, tell me something. Is Pomeroy a wolf, Geranium?
Oh, no, Miss Judy. He's a gentleman among gentlemen.
Gentleman among gentlemen?
Yeah, but just don't turn him loose among women.
Geranium, I'm going to see a psychiatrist about my dream. Last time I saw him, he said I was really two people. He said I was a split personality. Geranium, what are you laughing at?
Honey, I got enough personality to split with 10 people.
I'll get it. Hello?
Hello, Judy. This is Benchley.
Oh, hello, Benchley.
You know, Judy, I dreamed about you last night. I dreamed I met you for the first time.
You did?
Yes, and then gradually your face began to grow on me.
I'm glad somebody else was stuck with it for a change. Benchley, I dreamed about you, too. I dreamed you proposed to me last night. You said, Judy, wilt thou?
And what happened?
I wilted.
Judy, at the wedding ceremony, did your father give you away?
Yeah, and some of my old boyfriends didn't keep their mouths shut, neither. Them and the big fat tater trap.
Well, Judy, do you think that dream will ever come true?
Well, I'm not sure. That's why I'm going to a psychiatrist and have it psychoanalyzed. Well, goodbye now, Benchley. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, goodbye, Judy.
Oh, golly. I hope the day ain't too far off when I walk down the aisle and hear those wonderful words, do you take this man to be your lawful wedded husband? And then I look up and say,
pardon me for talking in your face.
Oh, hello, Pedro. Say, you look sleepy today.
I am, Senorita. I snored so loud last night I kept waking myself up.
Well, if you snored so loud, why didn't you do something about it?
I did. I moved to another room.
Pedro, you got up awfully late this morning. Didn't your alarm clock go off?
Gee, the alarm clock rang all right, but the trouble was it went off while I was sleeping.
Well, were you talking in your sleep last night?
Oh, no, Senorita, I was only talking to myself. When I am bored, I talk to myself.
Well, why were you arguing?
Well, something I said made me mad. Senorita, I haven't slept good for a whole week.
Why not?
Well, last week while we were swimming at Ocean Park, I buried my girl in the sand and now they can't find her. And I am worried.
Well, I should think you would be worried.
Gee, if I don't bring back her bathing suit, I lose the deposit.
Oh,
Senorita, I have so much trouble sleeping. I even went to see that movie, The Big Sleep. It helped, too. Humphrey Bogart put me to sleep.
He did?
Si, but Lauren Bacall kept waking me up.
Was it a good picture, Pedro? I hear it's very exciting.
Oh, it is. All through the picture, I sat there glued to my seat.
You did?
Si. I was sitting on a piece of bubble gum. Well, I will go now, senorita. Hasta la vista.
You're hot as a pistol, too, Pedro. That's mighty fine boy, that Pedro.
Say, Miss Judy.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Your Aunt Aggie has arranged an appointment with a psychiatrist. She's expecting you in 10 minutes.
Oh, good, Geranium. I'll go right over now.
Miss Canova, before Dr. Kern sees you, I'll have to give you an examination.
Oh, shucks, I had a pretty thorough examination when I was here the last time.
I know that, but this time you have to take the examination all over.
All over? Can't I even keep my hat on?
You see, the doctor...
Can't keep it on, huh? Okay.
No. You see, the doctor has to know everything about your personal life. Have you ever had any idiosyncrasies?
Shucks. I ain't even married. I came here to find out about some dreams that worried me.
Well, kiddo, you sure came to the right place. Dr. Kearns is a whiz at psychoanalyzing dreams.
Well, I ain't so bad at psychoanalyzing dreams myself. You know, I used to have dreams, and when I woke up, I felt repressed.
You did?
Yeah. I felt like something was holding me in and getting tighter and tighter, and I wanted to get free.
Gee, how did you cure yourself?
I stopped going to bed with my girdle on. Say, now, are you sure that Dr. Kearns can help me?
Of course. Dr. Johnson, or Mr. Johnson, rather, here in the waiting room can tell you. Can't you, Mr. Johnson?
Oh, indeed I can, young lady. Before I came to Dr. Kearns, I was psychologically maladjusted.
You were?
Yes. I thought I was a St. Bernard dog. I used to wear a leash and a dog license. I even ate Red Heart.
You ate dog food?
Yes. Then Dr. Kearns cured me. It took him 6 months, but he did it.
And now you're completely cured?
I certainly am. Here, feel my nose.
And now back to Judy Canova and the Sportsman singing the hit song from Call Me Mister. South America, take it away.
Up here in the land of the hot dog stand, the atom bomb and the good humor man, we think our South American neighbors are grand. We love them to beat the band. But
you beautiful land below don't know what you began.
To put it plainly, I'm tired of shaking to that Pan-American plan. Take back your slumber. Your rumble, your conga, aye, aye, aye. I can't keep moving my chassis any longer,
aye, aye, aye.
Now maybe Latin in their middle are built stronger,
aye, aye, aye.
But all this taking to the quaking and this making with the shaking leaves me aching.
Oh, man!
First you shake around and settle there.
Then you shake around and settle here.
Then you shake around and settle there.
That's enough, that's enough. Take it back.
My spine's out of whack. there's a strange click clack in the back of my sacroiliac. Take back your conga, your samba, your rumba.
Aye, aye, aye.
Why can't you send us a less strenuous number?
Aye, aye, aye.
I've got more bumps now than on a cucumber.
Aye, aye, aye.
While all those Latin drums are clopping like a jumping jack, I'm hopping without stopping.
Ole, South America, take it away.
Gyrations, try my patience.
Ole, South America, take it away.
And while you're taking all the hopping and the clopping,
while you're taking all the shaking, listen, guy, won't you take back your ride?
Well, Judy is still in the office of Dr. Kearns, the psychiatrist, waiting to have her dream about Benchley analyzed to see if it has any significance. She's talking to Dr. Kearns' nurse.
Miss Canova, before I send you in to Dr. Kearns, I gotta test your reflexes.
What's them things?
I hit your knee with this little hammer. If your leg bounces up, that shows you're bright and alert. Look, I'll show you how it works. I'll hit my knee.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Here. Now, I'll try it on your knee.
Okay.
Gee, kiddo, what happened to your reflex action?
I did the conga too much, and South America took it away.
Dr. Kearns will be ready for you in a minute. Here's a patient coming out now.
Hello there, girlie. Remember me?
Oh, yeah. You're that traveling salesman feller.
Yeah, Roscoe W. Whittle's the name.
What's the W for?
Wallboard. When I was born, my old man took one look at me and went out and got plastered. Ah! Oh, ain't that the bricklayer's bazooka? Don't sit down on the stoop, Grandma. Your foundation is slipping.
Ah! Hey, Mr. Wardle,
don't go up on the roof, Grandma. You're liable to come down with a shingle. Ah! All killers tonight.
What would your poor old grandma be doing up on the roof?
She heard the drinks were on the house.
Oh, Mr. Wardle, you've sure got a sunny disposition.
Yes, sirree, sis. I'm a regular little sunbeam, and I'm percolating tonight. Just call me the Coffee Master Kid.
No, I'd rather call you Coffee Bean. You sound more like a drip that goes through the same old grind every week.
Now, don't be too hard on me, girlie. I just got through seeing the doctor.
You did?
Yep. Last week, he put me on a diet of garlic and Limburger.
Did he say you're improving?
He doesn't know yet. He can't get close enough to find out.
The doctor's ready for you now, Miss Canova.
Ah, your aunt told me about your dream, Miss Canova. Come into my office.
Dr. Kearns, is this going to be embarrassing? After all, I am a woman.
Well, Miss Canova, let's not place any stock in mere rumors.
Doctor, I dream every every night. Can you tell me what my dreams mean?
Well, Miss Canova, psychiatric observation tells us that the dream process of your wish fulfillment is symbolic of your alter ego, transcending your libido, which psychotherapeutic analysis could easily transfer to the realm of the subconscious. Are you with me?
No, I transferred at the corner of psycho and therapeutic.
Miss Canova, you're definitely a schizo.
What, though? I didn't get you.
Skids. Haven't you ever experienced schizophrenia?
I sure have. The last time I was on skis, it fell right on my friend here. Doc, why do I dream about my boyfriend every night?
Well, Miss Canova, your approach to the subject of love is very naive.
It is?
Yes. Didn't your mother ever tell you, tell you things?
Well, no, Cece. I led a very sheltered life. I was 19 before I was allowed to look at the underwear ads in the Sears catalog. Page 4 was cute. A whole family in red flannels.
A whole family in red flannels?
Yep, to each his own.
But Miss Canova, didn't your mother tell you about birds and bees?
Yeah, when I was 21.
Mm. Did she make the story of the birds and bees interesting?
Well, she must have. I fell out of a tree 14 times trying to learn how to fly. Never quite made it, though. Now, what about my dream, Doc? What about it?
Now, Miss Canova, I am going to hypnotize you, and you have to tell me the whole story of your dream. Now, Miss Canova, watch my hands. Watch my hands.
I will. I ain't taking no chances. On guard, Canova, they call me for short.
Now, Miss Canova, close your eyes. Are your eyes closed?
Just one.
Which one?
I don't know. I'll have to open the other one and take a look. Oh, it's the left one. That little left.
Now sleep, Miss Canova. Sleep and tell me your dream. Tell me.
I can remember now. We were in a church. We were getting married. All our relatives.
Do you, Benchley, take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife?
I do.
Do you, Judy, take this man,
Benchley, I do,
from this day forward to have and to hold?
I sure do. I'll
to
take
honor
it.
And to cherish.
Cross my heart and hope
to die. In sickness and in health. For better or for worse.
I said I'll take him. I said I do. Benchley, give this man the $5, will you?
Oh, Judy, now you're my wife. Kiss me. Now, Judy, lift up your face and let the preacher kiss you.
Sorry, I've already earned my $5.
Oh, look, Benchley, here comes Pa to congratulate us.
Congratulations, son.
Well, thank you, Pa.
He looks kind of like the preacher, don't he?
Hey, son, are you able to support a large family?
Well, yes, sir, I am.
That's fine. There's 12 of us.
Gee, basically, Pa likes you.
Yes, Judy, he seemed to like me right off the bat.
Yep, when I'm on a bat, I like anybody.
Yes, Miss Canova, and then what happened?
Well, after the wedding, Benchley went on a honeymoon trip to Niagara Falls.
Didn't you go with him?
No, I had already seen the falls. When Benchley got back, we went to our honeymoon cottage.
Well, here's our new home, Judy. I'll open the door.
Oh, Benchley, ain't this wonderful? The custom of carrying your loved one across the threshold.
It Ooh. Sure is, Judy. You can put me down now. Do you like our new house, Judy?
Oh, Bentley, it's something I've always dreamed about. An early California Mediterranean-type Quonset hut.
Oh, look, Judy. It even has the original wall decoration.
Yeah, Kilroy was here. Bentley, it's a good thing your G.I. buddies helped to move the house to the lot.
Oh, yes, Judy. They all pitched in and helped carry the house. That's the democratic way.
Bentley, do you think there'll only be two of us to share this place?
Oh, no, Judy. After all, my brother, who was a private in the Army, had twins. My other brother, who was a corporal, had triplets. And as for me...
Yeah, you were a supply sergeant.
Oh, Judy, I have great plans for your future.
Have you, Bentley?
Yes, Judy, if I have my way, you'll have mink and sables and silver foxes.
Gee, I was kind of hoping we'd have children.
And what happened after that, Miss Canova?
A year later, I was in refinement at the fraternity ward. The blessed event was about to occur.
Doctor. Doctor, will she be all right?
Yes. Well, get me some hot water. I'll need lots of hot water.
What for?
Well, it's Saturday night, and I got to take a bath.
I'm positive he looks exactly like you.
Bentley, do you like our baby?
Oh, Judy, I love him. I wish we had five more.
Ah, that's very interesting, Miss Canova, very interesting. Tell me, did this dream happen on Thursday?
Yes, doctor.
What happened on Friday?
I had five more children.
Miss Canova, my psychiatric instinct tells me you should not marry this man.
I should not marry him?
Positively not.
Well, this is a fine time to tell me now that I got six kids.
And now back to Judy Canova and the Sportsman singing, I Guess I'll Get the Papers and Go Home.
I'll get the papers and go home, like I've been doing ever since we've been apart. I get some consolation when I read of someone else's lonely heart. I wonder if you read the paper too, and if you feel as melancholy as I do.
Until you're in my arms again,
never more to roam,
I guess I'll get the papers and go home. I guess I'll get the papers and go home, like I've been doing ever since we've been apart. I get some consolation when I read of someone else's lonely heart.
I wonder if you read the paper too, and if you feel as melancholy as I do.
Until you're in my arms again, never more to roam, I guess I'll get the papers
and go home. I guess I'll get the papers and go home.
Canova Show with Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Joe Kearns, Ruth Parrott, George Neese, the sportsman, Charles Dant and his orchestra, and starring Judy Canova. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.
Go to sleepy little baby, go to sleepy little baby. When you wake, you patty, patty cake and ride a shiny little pony. Daddy's coming home to baby. Daddy's coming home to baby. Stop your crying. Daddy will be by and you a shiny little pony. Hush, a little